South Shore's Morning News rolls on. I'm Rob Hakala with the morning team. Every week at this time, we talk with our tech guy, David Snell, who joins us now from Act Smart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
And good morning to you, Rob.
All right, so this week we are talking about an issue maybe with Adobe.
Yeah, it's another week and another security alert. Adobe Acrobat Reader, which is used by millions of people around the world, has a security flaw that's being exploited at this point in time. So we need to do something about it on our local machines. Now, a little history of the Adobe Reader and PDF. Some 30 years ago, in its earliest days, the PDF solved a very simple but important problem. A PDF document always looked exactly the same everywhere, regardless which device you opened it on. So it's PDF stands for Portable Document Format. And this was a big deal in a world where, I remember this painfully, that font recognition was important, because if you used a font in a document that the person who received it didn't have on their computer, you had to download it and install it in order to see that document properly.
Oh, wow.
It was a real pain back 30 years ago.
What a pain. Okay, so so somebody would write something, they would have it, but then you wouldn't have that same thing, and you'd have to download whatever font they used?
Yeah, whatever font it was. You need to figure out what the font is missing, download it, and install it in your Windows, and then you'd be able to look at the document the way it was originally created, which was good, but the PDF solved that problem. Now, the PDF format didn't succeed simply because of its technical benefits, though. It succeeded because of Adobe's strategic foresight. When they first released the Adobe Reader, they were charging $50 for it.
Oh, wow.
That was back in 1993.
Okay.
They quickly realized that this was a mistake and made the product free in the same year. By distributing Reader free, unlike any of its competitors, the PDF quickly gained adoption, and by 1999, it was the global standard and still is today. So that's the history of the PDF.
Wow, yeah, we love the PDF, right?
Exactly. And we love Reader because it's free, so we can look at those PDFs. But now, because there are so many millions installed across the user base worldwide, there are some cyber criminals out there trying to hack into computers that, in fact, have an unprotected RE. Let's just call it a weaker version of Adobe installed.
Okay, so let's see. So how do you identify your version of Adobe Acrobat?
Great question. So in the article that we put up online and that we sent over to you, there are certain versions of Adobe Reader, Adobe Reader DC, and Acrobat 2020 that are subject to this cybersecurity error or problem. So I have the instructions as to how to check what version of Adobe Reader you have installed, and also how to check for updates and get the updates in case you're not as far up to date as you should be. Many people don't set Adobe to automatically update, so they may be behind the times and they may be insecure right now.
Yeah, I might have a classic old Adobe.
Exactly. But okay. It's easy to fix. It's easy to check and easy to fix.
All right, so do you have to delete the current one, or do you just, how does it, you've got the instructions there, right?
Yeah, simple enough. You go to check for updates and click check for updates, and in fact, it downloads and installs it automatically. Nothing special you have to do except for make a check for updates.
All right. So, and what is the type of vulnerability that is with this Adobe? It's open to being exploited? Is that it?
Yeah, it's exploited by hackers, maliciously exploited to execute remote code and grant the current user's privileges. So if you're an administrator on your computer and you have this vulnerability and you get hacked, then they have free rein to your computer as the administrator. So, and that's kind of how they try to get all these exploits working. They want to get in as an admin so they can hide themselves in the computer and do whatever they want.
Okay. All right, David Snell's got the latest on what you need to know to check for the updates and to find out, to identify, A, you know, what is the version of Adobe you're using, and then find out, you know, is it good or does it need to be updated? And you've got the list of all of that in the blog, right?
Exactly, and it's two simple clicks, so I suggest everybody do it right away. Hopefully we're all protected, but if not, we can get it done in no time.
All right, good stuff, David Snell over at AccSmart IT in Wareham. And David, tell us where to go.
Sure, go to AccSmartIT.com, click on my blog link and get the information and the links to how this article was put together.
All right, David Snell over at AccSmart IT in Wareham with our Tech Talk segment. Thank you, David.
Bye-bye, Rob.
Bye-bye. AccSmartIT.com. That's AccSmartIT.com. David Snell is with us every week at this time on WATD.